This is lesson three on the latter days. This lesson will start where I left off yesterday. Scoot up your chair. I believe that it is after the resurrection that the sun will turn dark and the moon will turn to blood. You've read about it in the book of Revelation. You read about it in the book of Joel. And Peter tells us that it was going to happen in the last days. So we know that the last days included the days in which we live, because it has not happened yet. The moon has not turned to blood. The sun has not turned black as sackcloth. John in 1 John 2:18 said this, "Little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time." John was living in the last time. Jude was living in the last time. He said this, "They told you there should be mockers in the last time." Mockers and scoffers. All of these would be walking after their own ungodly lust. Do you know any mockers? Do you know any scoffers? Do you know any that would mimic you, would belittle you, would scoff at your experience, would mock you? Of course you do. We're living in the day when evil men are growing worse and worse. These are the same last days that Peter spoke about in Acts 2:17, where he said, "God would pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." We are living in that same period. That blessed experience that Peter was talking about is for us today. Paul told Timothy in his second letter, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." But in his first letter, he put it in these words, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." I like what Paul said. He said, "Some shall depart from the faith, but not all. Not all will give heed to seducing spirits. Not all will follow the doctrines of devils, but some will, to their own destruction, will believe a lie and be damned." At one time, Elijah thought that he was the only one who was still loving God. He felt alone. He felt isolated. He says, "God, I'm the only one in Israel that's still holding on to you, who still worship and love you." But God had some startling news for Elijah. God said, "Elijah, you're not the only one. There is 7,000 people who believe the way you believe. 7,000 who have not bowed their knee to Baal." There was 7,000 who have not departed from the faith. 7,000 who have not given heed to seducing spirits and the doctrines of devils. Elijah, take courage. You're not in this alone. There's others who believe like you believe. Aren't you glad that everybody has not departed from the faith, given heed to seducing spirits or the doctrines of devils? I believe that we are living in those latter times that Paul was talking about. We are aware of many who have departed from the faith, who have given heed to seducing spirits. I find this word, latter, in the book of Job. Job 19 and 25 puts it in these words, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Well, the old clock on the wall has caught up with me, but I will continue on this lesson again tomorrow at the same time on the same subject. Until then, may God's blessings be in your life. May his favor shine in your path. We love you.
Listen each weekday at this time with host C.M. Atkinson. Visit BibleStrong316.org.